A thing many of us do sometimes is complain about aging. But typically when we complain about aging, we're mostly kind of kidding around, like it's no big deal. We get older and we have things to whine about, but it's all good. But the thing that does suck about aging for me that I don't like is the tiredness. I got a great night's sleep. I had 2 coffees today. I had a large Diet Coke. Man, we never have Diet Coke in the house except for Passover, and then we buy the kosher for Passover Diet Coke, and I'm a big fan. I mean, it tastes exactly like all other Diet Coke, but I just love Diet Coke. But anyway, I shouldn't be tired, and I am tired. Why? Because I'm friggin' old.
Your daily Lex.
It was a very busy weekend for me, particularly Saturday. Saturday, I had to get up a little earlier than I normally would on a Saturday. I mean, I wake up early all the time, which is one of the issues with being tired all the time. I had to finish my workout early so that I could get to a rehearsal early, because I had rehearsal for Jagged Little Pill first thing in the morning. Got there, was there for about an hour-ish, having fights with my wife in the show, in character. We were rehearsing a scene where I'm calling from the office a couple of different times, and we are having increasingly angry interactions with each other. I left that rehearsal early. I mean, I was dismissed. They were done with my thing, but I left before it was officially over because I had to go do the Sherlock show. And it was funny because when I left, I called Lauren and I was like, hey, it's very weird to be calling you, my wife, after spending the past hour plus being on angry phone calls with my fake wife. It was nice to have a phone and not be passive aggressive or aggressive aggressive as I had been during the rehearsal. But I had a rush to go be Sherlock, and I can't remember what I've told you and haven't told you, dear listener, but basically I was playing Sherlock Holmes in a show that I was only improvising in. I had no rehearsals, I had no prep, I didn't know what the show was other than I played Sherlock. The only thing I had planned was Sherlock's British, I'll do a British accent. And then the day before the show, I got an email from them saying, hey, here's everything you need to know. By the way, don't do any accents. You're playing Sherlock as you. I was like, okay, great. The one thing I've prepped, I won't do. And it went great. There were 2 shows back to back, 2 different mysteries that I got to solve. You know a little bit more, obviously, the second time around because you have a sense of how the show works. But it was very funny. The audience had a good time. I had a good time. It flew by. So I did those 2 shows back to back. Then I went to the tail end of a comedy sports rehearsal, and then I went to a comedy sports match where I was the voice. I was the person running sound and being the announcer. And it was fun. But I was tired by the end of that day. Not tired like I'm whining about now, where it's like I just wish I had a little bit less tiredness in my bones. This was just like I was wiped out after doing the 2 shows back to back following a rehearsal and then going to a 3rd show. Like, it was a lot. Not a terrible a lot. And I wasn't like unhappy about it, but it was more tiring than I would have guessed to do 2 shows back to back like that and then go do another thing. I could have very easily gone home after those 2 Sherlock shows and just crashed, but instead I went and was doing some voice comedy. So anyway, that was that. Sunday, Lauren had won tickets on Saturday. Lauren had won tickets to go see, she had won a Broadway lottery. And if you're not familiar with those Broadway lotteries, you win the opportunity to buy heavily discounted tickets. She was able to buy 2 tickets for the show Death Becomes Her on Broadway. 2 tickets for $90, where normally 1 ticket would be more than $90. And I was like, boy, I'd love to see that show, but I don't want to go tomorrow. And Lauren's like, well, that's good because Sierra wants to see it. And I only have these 2 tickets, and Lauren went to go. So anyway, Lauren and Sierra went to go see that show on Broadway. And Liam and I stayed home. We did a bunch of things. We were quite productive. We actually wrote and recorded a song. We did our separate things. We did together things. But it was really nice to stay home and do almost nothing. I enjoyed that very much. It was a good recovery day. I was thinking about how a friend of the show, friend of the Lex, Brian Warren, has talked about how sometimes I yawn on this show and I don't edit it out. I can't edit. If I start editing, the show will never get released ever. But I do feel guilty when I yawn because I don't like making Brian more tired. He doesn't need that from me. Anyway, I hope you're all doing wonderfully. Happy April 6th, and more soon.
Lex.